Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long.
Very wonderful. I'm glad to be here today. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio Network. And this is the Cosmic Philosopher. My name is Timothy Aldridge. I present myself here today because I have an incumbent purpose to fulfill. On the planet, because I have not found another preoccupation like this one. And it is a purpose with ultimate value, ultimate value, that it is going to be a lifetime incumbency. It happens to be that my thinking and my sense of appreciation. Steer my mind in a direction that I don't find anything else to compare with this line of thinking. I can't find anything else that is as valuable, because it has to do with beyond our concern as human beings. And what we value pales, I mean, without comparison. You know, it is without comparison. There is no good reason to compare the value of civilization, human civilization that comes from above, comes from the heavens. And when we say, when we talk about heaven, in modern time, when we talk about heaven, the interpretation comes from white people, which is the wrong meaning, wrong connotation, wrong interpretation of heaven. Because growing up in the church, heaven, as far as I, is something like just an imagination of the skies above us. We look up and someday we see clouds, and someday we don't see much clouds, and other times, you know, the sky is covered with clouds that you don't even see a little speck of blue sky. So I am here to say why I am concerned about the historic things I focus on. Now, first focus is on that I grow up to Christian parents. I'm the fifth child, and fifth boy child for my parents. So there are four boys ahead of me, and I am the fifth one. I'm just saying it as a matter of fact. It's not that I put anything like a special focus on the fact that I am the fifth child. I don't put no premium on that. It just happened to be so, right? And, you know, it's the Christian church. And I think Christian people, in different venue, different geography, Christianity may mean something different to some of us. So I only concern myself with what the Bible wrote about Christianity. And take into account just what it says to be what I began to make an interest or of interest to me. I don't really remember. I found, you know, something of interest that I focus on more than what Christianity meant to me. Because to me, it meant it's a spiritual type of a thing, you know, because we all have some kind of a spirit consciousness, spiritual consciousness. And I know that we focus on different things, in different kind of things that mean something to us. But in my case, I can just define it as the church. The church holds my interest. You know, whether or not I was happy with it all the time or not, but the essence of what church is about the creation of heaven and earth by God, and it's dealing with the God that create heaven and earth, you know, and the two first people, Adam and Eve. So that control the basis of my thinking. I revolve around that. And did not find it difficult. I never find it difficult to yield up myself to anything else or to make the love for something else destroy how I feel about it. I just didn't. So what happened is this. What it turns out to be, if Christianity was never something true and it's a matter of nobody don't discover it, somebody like me would find out. Yeah. Somebody like me would find out, because I'm not saying that, you know, what we were taught as Christianity, which I'm not saying I know everything that they were teaching, but I know the basic, you know, the basic tenet, the intent and purpose. Yeah. You know, yes, I understood very well the intent, because it's about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. You know, and the first two people sin. You know, and we are able to expand the elements to see, you know, a different sphere of what Christianity is all about. So as much as we understand it, since they were not, you know, under the table teaching us to be sodomites, that it is the truth I'm telling you. It never taught us anything about being sodomites. And somebody may think that, oh, but that is good. I mean, so what's your problem? It runs deeper than that. It runs deeper than that, because I'm telling you something. It's a psychological thing, you see.
And since I was sincere about it, I wasn't sincere about Christianity because I was half and half and I could like get away with anything. That was not the case with me. I was serious about it on a equilibrium level. On a, what they call it, manicular level. You know, I mean, to the finest molecule. My sincerity was just that sound, but I was not stupid. It's just that they're not teaching me to do wrong things, except at a deeper level than I understood. I was not being led right, and that I didn't know about. I just thought that, oh, you know, whatever they teach us to do, to behave yourself on that, you know, on that level. So now that I've been through the entire thing, on my knees every day, I pray, I kneel down and pray. And, you know, there were shaky times. You know, whereas when I grew up and like come up age 24, age 25 and stuff like that, if the church had paid attention to me in a way where I was satisfied with the entire function of the church, I would still be in the church. Or if anything higher than what I know would remove me out of the church. But what I'm saying is based on what I learned in the church, beyond being a men pleaser, focusing on my life being lived according to some places in the Bible and what it says, you know, how to please God. So I say that, make that stipulation so as to allude to the fact that later on in my life, it was not anybody that changed my mind from Christianity. It's a matter that the years of my loyalty and my focus on Christianity like half a century of my life I devoted, and during that time my mind think on a certain level where I was seeing certain things, how they function. And, you know, there have been requirement for more transparency with the church's purpose and how it moves the people to fulfill the purpose that the church, you know, negligence or what, whatever it is, to me it's not so much negligence, is that the church didn't have what it takes to do that. Because the church, you know, is like somebody is pretending for some time, like say like man and a woman married, and you know the man like to do something, and you know, you probably have heard this, either the man or the woman is doing something else, you know, on the side, infidelity, right? Yeah, infidelity. And therefore, based on what is going on in their life, and let's say on the financial level, either the woman may be making more money than the man. The man likes the idea of how he's being helped by his wife, making a lot more money than he does. So he doesn't have a problem to live and be a great pretender, you know, treat himself to whatever pleasure he wants, unbeknownst to his spouse that he's living a double life. Right? So, to me, the church operates like that. There is a higher or a different agenda in the church system that I don't know. And that is apparently going on anywhere the church is. Any kind of people that accept the church, that kind of a situation will always be there, because the church and Christianity is not coming from a foundation or building on a foundation. And wherever it started, it doesn't have a foundation purity. You know, like in the context of, you say, Holy Spirit, the purity of the Holy Spirit. The church don't have that. They talk about Holy Spirit, but the church is not about no Holy Spirit. It's a misnomer. Anything that the church, any words or phrase that the church uses and sounds good, Puritan, pilgrim, and those are like those kind of words. Like you're a pilgrim, a church, a person who serves, you know, other people. You're a missionary, right? You're a pilgrim. You know, serve the Lord and, you know, be one who serves the purpose of the church. You see? So church is a misnomer word, and be a missionary is a misnomer, because you have a false perception of what the church is. So today, when you see the church gives people a perception that it's the best people who stick with the church and be dutiful with the church. So church, the word church is a misnomer, because it is always mistaken for what it is not. When I continue into my adulthood, I needed a church that is really a church. Well, not a church, but in the context where the church should do things that are at all times that are pure and that helps the believers who don't really know what is behind the belief, except a spirit God and a Jesus Christ and a devil cast down from heaven and all that kind of stuff. So what is important now for me to tell you, whether or not it is helpful to you? I remember the years that I was like driving a bus in Kingston, Jamaica. Call it JOS Omnibus Service. And it was a top of the line job, like for me in Jamaica, driving that city bus in Kingston. Drive, I probably drove once to the Palisades Airport. I think I did. And, you know, drive around different cities in Kingston. And my mind thought about, you know what? If right now I can see that I always love nice, pretty girls. I still do. I still, you know, love pretty girls. And that's not something I expect to get over because my hormonal system is not something that you can amend or modify. You just can't. I learned that a man to learn discipline, you see, and the lustful sexual feelings that civilized men, I'm not talking about homosexuals, because homosexuals are a different species from Homo sapiens. Species, you know, they are having lust for anal sex and stuff like that. And civilized Homo sapiens don't do that. If you see Homo sapien men doing sexuality, just know that it is the white people then. They are the root of it. Because number one, when Homo sapien people are the first people appreciate the fine things of life. And come now, they did not know what it is to lust after nobody. Like when they see a man, it looks like a woman to them. It's not a hormonal system for Homo sapien people. And even if you trace back to the origin of Homo sapien species, I don't see anything there that says they, you know, like fuck any body, I refer to it as, you know, the any openings on the body. Homo sapiens don't have that kind of a sex lust. I don't read of it, so I can't talk about it. And I wish, you know, I mean, somebody, if you know something concerning what I'm talking about and you can intellectually debunk, you know, correct what I said, you know, it's all right with me to get proper correction because, like I said, my life is always having a mind that tells me the truth that I want to know. I want my spirit always to bring the truth to my mind. Right? And my mind is intelligent. My mind knows when something is right from when it's wrong. My mind relies on good conscience and that I subject myself to do what is right. I will find out what is wrong because I'm not interested in what is wrong to do wrong. My mind is not like that. So I will find out a whole lot of things that many other people don't stumble over. But I do stumble over certain things. And especially if I am going to be involved in it and I trust in it and I don't want to do what's wrong with it, I will find out if something is wrong because I'm not interested in the wrong involving certain things. So we can do something of certain nature and somebody wants to do wrong things with it. And I don't. I want to do the right thing with it. So the use of something has a lot to do with what I am talking about. Okay? So you will use something to make a pass, tell a lie and make a pass, and I just go and tell the truth about it, all right? And if I am to pay more money for this, I'm going to pay more money for this, but I'm not going to lie and dock the price with a lie. So the church now, I had nothing else to do besides subject myself to the will of the God in the Bible, because I don't know anything else that would lead me outside of the church to find sincerity and the salvation that my soul need. So now I'm, you know, beyond 50. I'm over 70 now. All right? I'm gradually crawling up to 80 years of age. Right? Maybe my voice doesn't sound like I am, you know, 70 plus. I am between 70 and 80, okay? But I was never a drunkard and I was never a smoker of anything. I always savor my consciousness. I envy my consciousness and that never want anything that diminish my consciousness, my perception, my intuition, my sense to be exactly the good person I want to be. And there are times when I feel distress. And sometimes, you know, I don't see justification for why I feel the way I do. Only that I have to accept that I feel those ways that I don't even want to feel. I want to feel on top, what do you say, at top of the world, right? Looking at the creation. You see, I want to feel on top of everything. That I'm beyond anything that does bothers me. So today, I have been doing some research, and the research that I am penetrating in this season, at this juncture of my paying attention to things that I need to know more about. There is a pressing need. The human species, from when the World History textbook tells us the first humankind walking upright, ape looking like, you know, ape like looking earliest human being. The species, hominin, or hominid. Hominins, we need to know desperately about the hominins. No joke about that. I know it is not something that I myself was acquainted with. Growing up in the church, they don't teach you nothing about no history. They want you to know about Jesus Christ and him crucified. And that never happened. And it took me many years. Be 70 years of age. Before I realized that wasn't true. Caesar Augustus was a sodomite, a European, what they call themselves today, they don't call themselves Homo erectus. No, they are beyond Homo erectus. The white people then. Their species is hominin. That's what the white people are. And I didn't know. I didn't know exactly. I think I must have heard the word, and if I heard the word, it wouldn't stick to me for a long time. I'm familiar with and know exactly what the power of it is. What it entails. No, because I was not all that of a reader. No. And which means that since I am born in Jamaica, which is a white people slavery enclave, things come to my attention very slowly. I was not someone that grasped quickly or stuff like that. But whenever I pay attention to something, and if I can gather the sense of it, when I get the right firm grasp of something, 100% full use of it, that's the way my mind works. So I'm telling you that so my mind is settling in on some things that I never knew. And since my reading started in adult periods, I am being affected by certain details of things, and such as the hominin. Did you know that the white people are coming from a species called hominin or hominid? Did you know that? Listen, if you don't know that, please know it now. Whatever you have to do to familiarize yourself in depth to the first human humanoid, a human ape-like, because the world is a textbook that, you know, I have the greatest regard for the resource, because it is the record of the past. It's not like the Bible that we hold higher than history. There's nothing higher than history, my friend. If you want human reality, just know that. Get to know that. The Bible is a shake ahead. No. Bible is a no-no. The Bible is lower than low. Any book that is out there, you know what? Matter of fact, what I'm calling Street Lit or something like that. Do they have a publication called Street Lit? I want to tell you real good, okay? Because right now we have the demons out there in the world, and they, you know, one way of chasing demons away is to know the truth about human existence. We better know that. Is that there is Street Lit. Okay. Street Lit. Okay. All right. Street Lit. What are they saying about Street Lit? Urban fiction, also known as Street Lit. Urban. Okay. Let's see. Urban. In relating to or characteristic of a town or city. Urban. All right. And the suburban is less than a city, right? All right. Suburban. All right. So suburban, of or characteristic of a suburb. Suburban. So, all right, so you have the town, the city, the urban area, and suburban is, you know, less than a city. Dull. Uninteresting. That is suburban, right? But urban area, urban things, you know. Okay. And so then, so Street Lit. Street Lit is urban literature, a genre, right? Okay, so you know, it's good to know the exact definition of these things, and especially when you're not an intellectual person, you know, and if you want to, like, make sense, you have to make sure that you know what you're talking about when you talk about it, right? So, yes, so this is your urban fiction, also known as Street Lit. That's something they call it, in other words, to identify it in another kind of style, something that is up a top. Street Lit or Street Fiction. You see, I would want to think that Street Fiction would be a negative, but that's not the way it is here. It is a literary genre set in a city landscape. However, the genre is as much defined by the socioeconomic realities and culture of its characters as the urban setting. Uh-huh. You're talking about where people have money and, you know, nice houses and cars, and they have the finer things. And fictional writing in that atmosphere is called street lit. Right? The tone or urban fiction is usually dark, focusing on the underside of city living, so that, you know, it's not all that pretty, but it's happening in the urban, you know, township, the city. So now, going back to what I'm talking about, that how I grow up and what I understand about humanity, earliest human that began life on Earth, evolution style of bringing forth life on Earth. It was not civilized mankind. It was more ape-looking, walking upright, though. It never like walking on 4 foot. You know, yeah, it's a gait like, you know, civilized man. But human did not start it out as a civilized being. You have got to know that, because if you don't know that, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. If you love the truth like me, you don't follow spiritual things like the Bible tells you. The Bible is a street-lit book. Yeah. Although it caters to, you know, some lower-level people, but in the in the Bible come from a more adorable context, the way it is portrayed. The Bible is portrayed like, until you start to read about God, you know, well, the creation story don't dig down into much of a street dirt. It's more like it is something for people with sense to like accept. Yes, yeah, sovereign, spiritual. So since my life went through a developing period from, let's say, 7 years of age and on up, I feel a lot of stagnation and feel a lot of feel impressions that did not subscribe to a developing mind and person. I did not climax to that. No, just 1 second. I can tell you that something that you probably experience, and say we all experience impressions of life in different ways at different times. Sometimes we feel good and sometimes we don't feel good. Well, when we don't feel good, if we really want to excel to a higher dimension, you have to weather this storm. You do. And the thing is, it's the best thing when you realize that you will have to go through hard times and go through the period or season when your mind rotates and know that, all right, you're not going to die from feeling this way. Because when you feel like you're not clean and pure on your inside, when you know that your intent is to be pure, it's a very, very trying time. And that's a time you may really become dirty. Yes, because the human body that we are in take a toll on your mind. Yeah, you see, and things that you don't really want to mingle with, it's easy for you to fall off your intent, the road of your intent, the trajectory, the way you want your life to be. You can just fall into a state of emotion that holds you down until you bow to foolishness. So you have to do a lot of preparation about your everyday thinking and the way you feel, and witness that those moments, energy gets sour on you, your own energy, your head, your brain, you, like your spirit, don't get any support from where it's supposed to come from and strengthen you. It's like, oh, and you just feel like you're going to die if you don't do foolishness. I mean, I know that there are people out there that experience, you know, that kind of stuff I'm talking about. And when you do fight down the way you feel yesterday, you felt bad, but you never, like, put your hand into no foolishness. Today, unlike what I used to think, that if I make a progress today and my mind get set on this year, like, you know, that would infect. Is this an infect? You know, or, you know, or sanctify me forever. But I realize that your mind is going to be worked and pressed out to change just about every day, no matter what you know, no matter what you want yourself to be. But you will go through those times when, like, you're in a hoven and you're being baited, you know, and forced to surrender to foolishness. Like, there is nothing there for you to hold on to. There's nothing there. Because, and then you look back at yesterday, how you felt good after you were being pressured, you know? And when you feel like there is nothing there but the foolishness that is you're feeling to give up to, you remember all that you felt better afterward. But sometimes when you feel better afterward, you feel like you missed something. Really? Really? You feel like you missed something. The same foolishness that you don't want to come into your mind at all. You know what? I want it to come into your feelings. You find out that same foolishness is coming. That same foolishness is coming to bother you. You know?
These things are happening to us.
Yeah, these things are happening to us, and sometimes you just can't find anybody to talk to, anybody who can talk to you about your inner feelings. No, you see, nobody don't know nothing about that, you know. why is it that things are like that? You know, there are ways to find out. If we think well enough, yes. And so it is. I have been thinking all of my life, and I have discovered a lot of things. And so, the amount of time that has been wasted and when I wasn't able to discover certain things that I now realize, it's not that the opportunity wasn't there for me to know, but it was not provided. I didn't have a way of directing my interest to that. You see, because we need to be taught from a child, okay? We need to be groomed into the things that would let us bloom. But I wasn't blooming. I wasn't blooming. However, the seasons of time come and went, and my mind is still thinking. And if I live long enough, I would realize things when I get there that I didn't know when I was back there. And so, we are at a place in time now in the world when we are getting older. I mean, well, I guess I'm speaking to people who are young too, and I'm talking to anyone, whether you're young or you're old, about the energy of life that we are experiencing. And we are influenced by our societies, the society that we grew up in, so that when you think about the BC era versus AD Anno Domini era, right there, you get what I'm saying? We don't know what was back there unless we read history, the record of the past. You have to go into the record of the past to know what happened back there. So you're talking about, when you read in a world history textbook that the first humans began on Earth 3 to 4 million years ago, you can interpret that and make use of it. Your imagination is good to penetrate going back, like when human beings started to live on Earth and that they were not evolving before that time. So we need to understand the past like we understand the present. But if you begin to say you don't care about the past, you know, your life is basically, you know, evaporating. Because that's not the way to look at life. You have to look at life in terms of existence. When did that begin to exist? Okay, so you read in the World History textbook that we are being taught the workings of the forces of nature. When you see the wind on all kind of things is happening by nature, you understand what power that is and why and by whom. We are taught that. What happened when you don't have parents to teach you what the working of the forces of nature is? In intellectual sense, And I don't mean foolishness. I mean the record of the past that we read, because we have to read the record of the past. Or how else would we know what happened in the past? If you talk about ancestors, you would know that. So these are points of knowledge that we must know. Otherwise, we're going to have the white people who are uncivilized come up and break all kind of rules and begin to talk when them shouldn't talk. Listen, I don't know for you, but when I read that the first humans, I mean, I'm talking about in the official world, it's a textbook now. I don't want to read on the internet and all them kind of things where people are talking and give their opinion. And where did they get the opinion from? And then when I find out that people are talking on the internet that was not supposed to be talking. By nature, they should not be talking. So what did they do? Breach nature and start talking because they are in the human family. Now, if you care about yourself and your existence, like the World History Textbook says, we are taught the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. Existence, my friend. You care about existence and how something began to exist, something that affects your life today. Do you know where it comes from? Do you know where you come from? Do you know who you are? This is the key to everything. How did government begin? When did it begin? Did it begin by the hominids, the white people, them, who are ape-like? Could they talk after 2 million years? Did the white people hominin talk 2 million years after their existence? Are they existing? Did they learn to talk? That is something you need to find out. You need to find out like I did, but there was no one to tell me. You know what I mean? I talk about the Bible, and you got to understand the context in which I talk about the Bible, okay? Because the Bible has 66 books in there, and right now you have some fanatical Christian. If you tell them all the bad things of Genesis creation, sorry, and then you begin to tell them something from the Old Testament that make a lot of sense, it's not supporting Genesis creation story. And they'll say, but you're using the Bible. They don't want to use the Bible to contradict the Bible. Why not? Why not? The Bible should not contradict itself. So if you're a Christian and you find out somebody is using the very Bible and knock you down as a Christian, it's all about context. And when you don't know the full use of context, like a whole bunch of educated people today don't really understand thoroughly the depth of context. It's not that they don't know context in like in a general sense. But when you come down to like, you know, certain ways in which context is applied, they don't want to hear nothing about no context. They want to hear about some other way of speaking, where they can come off right with what they are thinking. You see what I mean? And so it is. When I go to my bed to fall asleep, you know, nobody should be afraid of death, because if at all you are sleeping, you're practicing to be dead. You are practicing to be dead, because when you go to sleep, I mean, the whole world could pass away and you don't know it, right? But what I'm trying to say to you now is, in your prime of life and when you have the widest realm or range of awareness of life and can sense life, and you can tell when life is going wrong with you from when you're feeling all right. This is the time to understand what we don't know. Really. Because I can tell you, I'm ready to die right now. Because what is it around me that I must live for? I can tell you, I mean, I have, you know, human care. I would like to keep myself healthy and live on like I've been, you know, since growing up into an adult, because there is some purpose I can serve. And because I don't mind serving a certain purpose. You know, it could be for my parents, my brother, my child or something, anybody, friends or stuff like that. But besides that, I'm not onto anything that like, oh, I must live to see tomorrow or stuff like that. No, I don't have nothing like that. Now, as long as I am alive right now, I want to know the truth, because I'm going to live to see the rest of the day or see tomorrow and stuff like that. You know, I want to live with that truth, the real truth. You see what I mean? That's me. When I look around me in the world today and think about the things, I come to realize that's the way, that's my view of the world. That's the way I think my life is worthwhile. I'm telling you that something happened on this planet. Something happened on this planet, my friend, that we don't know. And we're walking up and down every day, walk on it, walk by it. And we don't find out. we don't discover stuff that we're supposed to. So, yes. So, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something that I want to tell you something that we are to know. We are to know that something happened in the world, especially that, you see, we are here as one mankind. You know, like there is no separation between us, like everybody is civilized as human being, and that's not true. And we are made sanctified and holy with the lie. The lies. All right. What I'm telling you about human that first began are hominin. Hominin, hominid, that's the species of the first human being. Okay? And it is imperative that we know the importance of hominin, hominid. It is very important that we know right this moment, and this moment, because this moment will pass and we'll never see it again. There will be other moments coming up. But right now, we need to know this moment that something is wrong with humanity that we don't know. Why do we have a BC and AD era? Do you know? If you don't know, you need to know. You need to know. Because you have some money in the bank. You have a nice car and a nice mansion and stuff like that. Look, it's nice. And you are to have it. You work hard and stuff like that. Yes. But look, that is not the spiritual part of you. Is the tangible interest of you. Your main interest is one that is spiritual, because that's what's in you making you do the things you do. And when you're only doing things that affects the tangible side of life, and you don't know nothing about the spiritual side of life, when nothing is stopping you from finding out about the spiritual side of your life. Nothing don't stop you. You can get, as many times more than what you have right now, and you only dedicated to it, like, you can't spend a moment to think about the spiritual side of life. And that's bad. Because the fact is, you can think about, I used to drive and think about things. And I drive well. I never get into an accident at all. Oh, yeah. So, our ability to think and develop our spiritual element, there's nothing that is preventing us. You see what I mean? I read that two pilots in a plane with people, and they pass like about a mile and a half the airport where they're supposed to land the plane and take these people on. I wonder if they were homosexual doing things in the cockpit. Because I don't think civilized people would be flying plane, you know, a man and a woman or something like that. A man and a woman, not man and man. You see what I mean? So I'm thinking in terms of homosexuals who, you know, can't hold it. They don't have enough sense to be so civilized. They do all kind of things and think that they can do whatever they want to do. All right? But what I'm trying to say is that the spiritual side of us is the real side, because without your spirit, you do nothing. You can't do anything. You see? So don't fool around with your spiritual side and only, so buried up into making money and have things. And you see all of these people with money, then dead and gone. Leave it back to them, to their parents, and yet still they were so busy making money. The thing about it, there's nothing wrong with you making money. The point is, you're multidimensional. Make use of that. But no, it means that your life is not right. Your life is just not right. When you are thinking about making money so much, even when you have so much money already, you know, it's not wise. It's not wise. And when you value your life just for what you're eating and drinking every day and have sex, oh, come on. I'm telling you, I'm glad I learned some very important things that I ought to know, and my pleasure to adapt them, you see, because I know to live and to live the right way, you can't pay for that. You just cannot pay for that. But it is stupid for you to fill up your mind so much with business simply because you don't connect spiritually to the energy that caused you to exist. That energy is not going to take any money out of what you're earning for you to think spiritual energy that you are to connect yourself to. It don't stop you from making money at all. You will have problem if you start thinking corruptly and adoring things in the wrong kind of way. But look, if you are a spiritual person, I don't mean church person, but a person who think about the energy that holds you in life, why you're born and you raise up and you grow up into adult and stuff like that, and pretty soon you will gray and hold up and have no more use here on earth. It puts you under the dirt. But make use of that time, because you see, all of these people, you know, a lot of people, when they were up and doing things. But you were so much younger, and, you know, so you outlived them, of course, because they were young like you. But them dead and gone. And you can remember when they used to do this and do that, and they are gone now. Same thing applies to us, right? Why, it doesn't make any sense to allow anybody to tie up your life into nonsense or like into church. And you will never get to find out that church is a vagabond institution, sodomite institution. If you don't get to know that, you lose your life, really, because you give your life to that stuff and think it was the only thing that exists on which you believe and put your trust in. So to make the point is that it is imperative to put attention into your origin. Who orient you? Who make up life for you, for who you are? Who did? You know, you're born from a man and a woman. But, you know, they couldn't do no more than have nice sex to bring you. Who create the ordinance that all the time relays? And listen to one, you know. When your mother and father went on a date, or, you know, if they are spouses, and they, you know, make love, you know, and that moment come when, you know, they get the thrill, and guess what? You came out in the womb from the man. And let's say, you know, in that energy that comes into the womb is a Y chromosome. In there, she's going to have a boy. And if it's an X chromosome, she's going to have a girl. Now, who set, you see, the sperm and the egg? What is in the sperm and the egg? Imagine you're going to come out and you're going to have a head full of hair. You're going to have eyelashes, you know, bottom on top. Right? And you probably don't push no pubic here yet, but they're going to come out of the places. The man never born with a mustache, but he's going to grow a mustache. Now, you're going to have teeth in your mouth. Now, these things just you're born with them, but you're not born with them showing, right? They are inside of you. Intangible stuff going to turn tangible inside of you. Who set up your body out of the substance? Who did that? It's not your mother and your father. Let's characterize the energy that by which we exist and by which manifestations are made. But nobody couldn't see it in the fluid. You couldn't see it in the fluid. Now, our existence is all about that. Okay, so when we read World History textbook about the first human hominid, ape-like, humans walking upright. And think about their brain, what kind of brain they evolve with. Here is something in in the head of all creatures, both animals and humankind species. The animal species, diverse animals, they have a different setting. And you can see like timing that developed would be the same timing like a human timing from when they're born. You know, you can see some commenting, but when it comes to administrative type of knowledge and understanding, in the animals, it will be vary from one species to the other, and even perhaps in the different subgroups. You know what I mean? You may have variation as well. So certain things may be in common, but others may not be. All right. But when you talk about a different species now, the stakes are higher in the human development. From hominid to Homo erectus, it's the same. It's the same bloodline. Okay? And all of their subgroups. Okay? And all of them only amounts to the second development of humanity. And they don't talk. No humanoid, whatever their name is, and it was a whole bunch of them. They never speak a language. And the one that is featured in the World History textbook did not. If any of them did talk a language that we could learn as intelligent human being, it would be in the World History textbook. I swear they would never leave it out, especially knowing what, you know, they are concerned with today. They would be the one who talks. If you read the World History textbook like I do, and I'm interested in the truth. Me can't no honesty no more. I make up no lie beside when me read, right? To be the truth. I don't know nothing else but the truth in the World is the textbook there. And if I see lying there, I'm going to know a lie too because it's words I'm reading. You know what I mean? I pick on the guitar. Me not know notes and stuff like that. So me I make sound, right? Well, you know, I mean, when I listen to Bach and, you know, these other symphonies and stuff like that. Those people are not playing by hair like me making noise. No, they know what they're playing because the arranger set up the music and stuff like that. That's what they're playing. Okay? When you're playing by, you know, they say play by hair. You play whatever comes like it sounds good to you, right? But that's not it's not the way with written music. Melody, right? So what I'm saying to you now is that the brain or the head, do you see the variation of heads in lower animals? And when it comes to humans of today, it's not so much as back in, you know, in the primordial time back there with hominins and Homo erectus and some of the others. All right, but the featured one of them, like I say, is the Homo erectus in the World History textbook. It doesn't really go off. It indicates that there are others, but they are the featured second development of humankind as far as it comes to sensory and cognitive work, intelligence. They were two under the development ladder. Homo erectus, yes. And their direct ancestors, hominid, the hominin species. Okay? So what kind of a brain? They didn't have a brain change. From hominin to Homo erectus. It's the same brain, but some improvement. Now, what did they do before they died out? Because right now I'm reading something today, and you know, it is doing something to me, relevant with what I'm saying to you. Follow the history. Follow the history. My mother and my father cannot amend the history of antiquity. And moreover, neither will hominin homo erectus change it. They're further away from changing anything because guess what? They don't talk. They do not talk. And they died out and still did not talk. But there is a stipulation here. What I know is beyond what I see the world is wrapping to. Because I read, like I tell you, we no drunk, we no drink, we no smoke, we no nothing. So I come up into an age where things have gone wrong long before I was born. So I only come and see it. But the world history textbook. World history textbook telling us what happened. And who among us can tell us it lies? I don't know anybody who can do that. Because when you're born and you don't know nothing, you have to come here and go to school and learn to read. If you don't, you're not into civilized progression. No, you would not. So what I'm trying to tell you is that what I read today, that it's not that I don't understand something about it. However, I keep on refreshing myself and getting to know broader, get a wider sense of things that I have some understanding about, but I keep on refreshing and, you know, sometimes get a wider angle on it as well. So since we are in a time where something strange happened in life down the road, and we here today don't know about it. So we, iconoclasts, people who know that we today rest upon the past and what happened, that's what got us here. Those who are interested in it, is like they call them iconoclasts. All right, so you pay attention to the historic record and what is going on now, because if you people will come up with all kind of stuff in this age and go on with all kind of antics, and if you don't know what they do, dust to ashes. You will never figure out what's going on in the world. But if you read and find out, and you realize that some strange things going on here that has just been made up, contrived, it's not of original precedence. This is what I'm dealing with right now. I'm talking to you, and I want to move on further. However, this hominin thing versus Homo sapiens. Human life began millions of years ago, 3 to 4 million years ago, by hominin or hominids, right? And they were ape-like, flat face and, you know, ape-looking. But they walk upright, though. They are in the human family, the first human, beginning of human being. Yeah. But they don't talk. They don't have a language. They probably have unspoken language, but not spoken language, because there's like animals communicate with each other, and you can tell that animals are talking to each other telepathically. Yeah, because some will be over here and they find something and they call the others over there and you see them run coming. No human being didn't influence them. They do it. So clearly, what I'm saying to you is that we here today as civilized people. Is not everybody civilized? But when the uncivilized do something that gives them a new enlightenment beyond what their development give them. Their development is not natural, but their forced development on themselves, and therefore what the third human development, Homo sapiens, what they can do almost everything. Almost, I said almost, whatever dimension it turns out to be, but noticeable difference. However, they began to see things and do things that they never could do because of something they did. That is the problem in the world today, why nobody cannot fix the world from the state it's in, because the problem that caused the world to be the way it is, it's not known to us. Not that it cannot be known, because it is in history. But it is something that they discover, that they are not, since it happened way back, you know, like since 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago is a short space of time, you know. It seemed like a lot of time, but I mean, as you know, you're looking at the clock that started 2002, right? Look at the calendar. And how quick we are into February. February soon gone. Another 5 days or 6 days. February is done. February is done, you know. How did I get whole so quick, right? I born 1946. Now, listen. The time, my friends, the time a day is so long, but it is still so short. What I'm trying to say to you, it happened long ago. It happens long ago. The thing that happened between hominid Homo erectus and Homo sapien, the truth is not known to us because it is hiding in the history textbook. And they use the creation story of Adam and Eve in a garden in Genesis. They use that to cover up the truth. The Bible is such a part of the world, and people love the Bible and stuff like that. But I am telling you, whereas civilization did not exist when these hominid began civilization. When they passed 2 million years, there was nobody else but them in Africa I developed as the first humanoid, hominin. Look into the history and you will not find nobody else around back then. But now we have the record that tracked them by time that they left Africa and go up into Europe and into Eurasia. And it was only them as humankind on planet Earth So trace the white people migration. Every one of you listening to me, you're Christian or so? Well, whether or not you're Christian, if you don't know what I'm saying, you don't know what happened, you need to know. You need to start with where these hominins. It says that clear. They're not ducking that. They're ducking a lot of things, but they can't duck this historic record part here. They can't duck that. And it is simply because they distract us from doing it. That's why the world is in this state it's in. When you find out what they did when they're going to Europe, 1.5 million years, but within that time, that's when something happened. That's where they cover up when civilized mankind was created on planet Earth. They are guilty of all the evil on planet Earth. And so, we have this rendition written in the Bible that a lot of people not familiar with. I'm going to try to read it to you. And it goes like this. Thus saith the Lord, keep you judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it. Keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that art joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord art utterly separated me from is neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. All right, hold on. I turn a page and I lose whether, you know, it is something that is meaningful for anybody to hear. But I went back, digress to a chapter that comes ahead of what I want to read. So I'm going to make this correction now, and because I realize, oh, it's not really exactly the message that I'm trying to bring. Here is the message, and this is the Isaiah 59. I started to read 56. So it goes on to say, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquity have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue as muttered perverseness. None call for justice, nor any plead for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice's eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed break out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they haste to shed innocent blood. Their tongues are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not. There is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever go in therein, go therein, shall not know peace. Therefore, is judgment far from us? Neither do justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgression are with us, and iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. Truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yes, truth fail, and he that depart from evil make himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, is harm, A-R-M, brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, is it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. For shall they so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression the Lord. Now, he says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith God, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, or out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and for. Here is another affirmation that begins in Isaiah 28. And it says this: woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valley of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, this is Isaiah 28 and verse 2 now. Behold, the Lord art a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest ail and a devouring storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkard of Ephraim, shall be trodden on the feet. And the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower. And as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that look upon it see, while it is yet in his hand, he heateth it up. In that day, the Lord of hosts, be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have heard through wine and through strong drink. Are they out of the way? The priest and the prophet have heard through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They hear in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept. Precept, yes. For precept must be up on precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here and here a little. He says, yes, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith he caused the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. Flowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come upon us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of all, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, and precious a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding places. Your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through, then you shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. The Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perizim. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon. He may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now, therefore, be you not mockers, lest your band be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a consumption even determined upon the whole earth. Give you ear and hear my voice. Hearken and hear my speech. So I think I have published abroad thoughts that are relevant to people who want their inner life to be valued in the eyes of the creators who created us. There's no joke about that, my friends. The African people are created by the calendar that you know with the 12 houses of the zodiac. It has nothing to do with white people. You understand that? You see, white people are running a government. They don't care about African people. But they know something. And there's a reason why they're holding on to the position that they're holding on to. Okay? But if you listen well to what I have been saying, you will know. Because it may be well that you are witnessing the overflowing scourge. Okay? And those who make lies their refuge, they are finding out they don't have anyone to rescue them. But you don't want to hang around these white people until it is too late. Even for you to understand what you are seeing nowadays, and all you can do is lament a vain, vacuous lamentation, because you don't understand what's going on, and neither will you read or haven't read. And you need to know what's going on, of course, because you watch the news and you know and you hear all the bad news all the time. But you don't know what happened in the world. I am sending you to read what happened in the world. Read 1.5 million years ago, the white people, the hominin, migrate from Africa and went up into Europe and on Eurasia. And they also talk about they expand their range into Eurasia. It is time to know the truth and you hear the truth. I'm talking about I have not throw it to lay in the street, but I'm standing at the gate where the people of iniquity, the hominin that has no Elohim creation, they are hominin that have been evolved millions of years ago, but they come and went from their species to attack the third development of humanity, Homo sapiens. They didn't just attack the Homo sapiens Neanderthals and kill them off, you see, but they turn on the hybrid Homo sapiens sapien. You will see today that Homo sapiens species survive, and the only species surviving today in what they call the modern time. But Homo sapien is not a modern species. But you will see these sodomites are saying Homo sapien is the only existing species when they done water down the importance of Homo sapien. They're not telling you that, you know, they're not telling you that they are Homo sapien. They can't, but they would like to tell you that though. They will tell you how they are mixed up with Homo sapien, but they're not telling you the truth. How they have Homo sapien blood, they're not telling you. It's the violation that dragged the world down into darkness. It's what they do and write a Bible and talk about a talking serpent, you know, is to be blamed. How can a talking serpent to be blamed for deceiving and defiling Adam when the Bible said the talking serpent told Eve that they will not die like God tells them, but that they will be wise as gods. These white people slip. They have a slip of the tongue or just don't, not on guard, but they say things that contradicts their position. That makes it easy for somebody like me to read and find out that, they're out of it. They're out of it. We don't know the truth, and it's the reason why they have the control over everything. They defile the second species, but third human development. So get what I am saying clearly. The history only speaks of two human species. Subgroups are not species. So you will have a whole bunch of different species that they will talk about that they are calling human species, but they are not species. They are subgroups of hominid. The first are hominid. There is no other name for first humanity besides hominid. And in this case, hominid has one of their subgroups, Homo erectus, the second most developed human being, as hominids. They are the most developed. When they turn Homo erectus
and they were making better stone tools than the earlier 2 million years that they were there. Okay? So they are over there in Europe until they wanted to go elsewhere because the place was too hot for them and they didn't have the physical ability to stand the heat. So they look for a cooler place. So they go over in Europe and Asia and Eurasia, and there they find they could make they make stone tools, better stone tools over there, right? and make a fire to warm themselves. So that's what history says about these white people. Now, why are they so close to the character of the Homo sapiens sapiens, who many of us today don't have an education or anything like that? But they are so educated now. But at that time, 100,000 years ago, they are since they've been up there 1.5 million years, they had no speech, no nothing. They were making stone tools. And when the Bronze Age come in, you think that they created bronze? Read the World History textbook. There is not one allusion there that they were a part of civilization that stir up in the earth of the Homo sapiens. When they talk about Homo sapiens, the only species, they're talking about it like they are a part of Homo sapiens. The interbreed that they did with Homo sapiens don't make them part of Homo sapiens because they had no right to do that. As a matter of fact, the African people are cursed because they did that. And it's the reason why they even go to Africa and shut down kingship government. Africa and African Union don't function by kingship government any longer. You see that? Now, you think God never revoked the kingship government? No, they did not. The interbreeding that happened 100,000 years ago, that is the reason why these faggots have control over African people. They call us black people. That's why. If you didn't know why white people make up church and write a Bible and Africa don't say anything, now you know why. Now, will the world now go up into a uproar, know that they know the truth? I wanted to thank you for tuning. Want to thank you for tuning into the program. This is the Black Talk Radio Network. They are the ones who are controlling African people on their holdings. They were so mighty that they could kick out the first king. And I read that. I know that. Okay, they went to Africa. Because they're talking since 100,000 years since they do the interbreeding with the Homo sapiens sapiens. Right? First, they interbreed with the Neanderthals. That's about like some 40,000 years before they interbreed with the Homo sapiens sapiens. You see what I mean? So they get all the humanity that they needed now to interbreed, and when they can't talk now, they look like human beings for real. This is who we are looking at here. All different colors of white people mixed with black people. That's what we're looking at. They are not belonging to the hybrid class of people. They are not belonging to the ethnic group of people. They are officially Yamnaya culture, sodomite, you see. And all the law that they are using now to marry sodomite people, it distinguished them ethnic people and from hybrid people. And I'm not making two different people when I say ethnic and hybrid because they are one and the same. Okay? They are not apart. of the species of the Homo sapiens sapiens species. They are a different alienated type of people that belong to hominid species. Okay? There is no regard for the evil and the sin that they commit when they hold our people down, rape them, and all that kind of stuff. It was never authorized by the gods. And this is the reason why we are here today, and every destruction coming on the earth, a consumption is against the earth, because they have filled the world with the God's blood under false pretense. All right, that's for that segment. Have another segment. I'll bring you this tune. And it's going to be Fools Die for Wants of Wisdom, my friend. Peter Church, let's get it. Thank you.
to build a better nation. Clean up Jah creation. Or there will be no future for you, you and me. The lips of the righteous, it teaches many. But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is ill-fitting. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place.
That was Peter Tosh. Fool die for want of wisdom. Well, we can stuff ourselves up with all of the things we can whilst we're alive on this earth. But I tell you what, you will see the lights in the night time for the last time. And that's it. And you will see your lady for the last time. There's a whole lot of things that will come to naught when our time is ended. Once you're alive, don't make wine and all these kind of stuff and all these other things that people are doing and let you forget what type of a cash you are spending in yourself. You know, I mean, talking about you being the cash, you know, that you are spending, what you're doing with yourself. You know, it's like what you're doing with money. What are you doing with yourself? You see, when it comes to spiritual things and what should give you as an individual value as a human. A human is a very, 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 very
one of the most important things in the universe, the human creation, civilized human. Not talking about looking first man. No. So I'm talking real things to you that is about to come to an end. You see what I mean? Record of summer. Leave no doubt. Original keepers of secrets were the Anunnaki. You may not have time to digest this, but I have every time in my life, even when you don't hear me talking, when I'm gone off the air, my mind is set in the same direction because I don't want to have a behavior that is not what I want to have. And I'm having a hard time to get myself on track. I don't ever want to get into that position. And you know, and it's a whole lot of years now since I come to a certain awareness, consciousness, a mind that is solidly sane and sober. That, you know what? I have not transgressed in years because I am now like settled on a trajectory, emotionally, mentally. So I bear a lot of, you know, like psychological oppression and fatigue and stuff like that. But guess what? It comes and goes. And I learn to ride the wave. Sometimes I feel like I'm not going to get back into that mental mode that I am content and well satisfied with. And well, you know, don't be anxious about people talking to you because it is the talking that is done in your brain. Cerebrum, cerebellum. Read and see what goes on in your head. You know, somebody asked me a question about, you know, if we talk to our brain. Well, if you talk to your brain, it would have to have a context, what type of talking you do. Because if we think that we are the ones that are making sense of things, it's not we making sense of things. Our brain is making sense to us. Our brain is teaching us, teaching our spirit. Our spirit must learn from our brain because our brain is only what you'd call it now, the makeup. The makeup, Lord, how many people have like esoteric knowledge about the brain? Because the brain is, as it were, infinite for human being to understand. You see what I mean? And so, there it is that we have reason to understand the brain. And if we don't settle down and do introspection with our consciousness, it's like nobody don't know what is in you saving you. You know what is going on inside of your brain. And it's for you to like go sit down and see how the brain reasons things out and teach it to us who don't understand. You see, a lot of people around the place, they're wild, they're foolish, they can they don't really on to anything that is intellectually sound and can have a sane mind, know what they're saying, know what they're doing. A lot of people out there, they don't have that because guess what? They don't introspect. They don't go in to themselves and listen to what the brain is telling them. Because if you go to your brain with any problem, the brain will solve it for you, will make you know what to do, how to behave and stuff like that. Isn't the worst thing what we are not good at is to let our brain tell us what to do?
we are always trying to tell the brain what to do. You see, and when you're wrong, you don't know what to do with yourself. Down. And, you know, a lot of people meditate. They go where they are not distracted and meditate. Other people can meditate when they are in a big crowd and, you know, they compartmentalize real well. So they can, in a big music, a lot of music and noise or something like that going on, and they still can concentrate on something that they're working on in their mind. And the noise and stuff like that don't bother them. Not everybody is able to do that unless you begin to, like, do something to yourself while you would able get up there to make your brain function like that with you. But it is our spirit inside of us that needs to learn what the brain already know. The brain is the, you know, the great university that we have. Don't let anybody undermine you kind of brain that you cultivate, because the reason why a lot of people are so, have a sage, they reach like the sage level in thinking, and they can help a lot of people with problems. It is because those people don't either run and do all kind of foolishness or get drunk and stuff like that, and smoke and go around with all kind of things. You see what I mean? And who are around it down the place. Those people are sober people. They have discipline. They have good discipline. You see? And they do introspection. Go into their university in the brain there. And, you know, it's shocking surprise to this kind of stuff that they know. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. This is the kind of argument that I keep up on here. And of course, it's not asking anybody to believe anything. It's a matter of, let's say, inciting people to good care of themselves, to know their value, their cognitive value, what's going on in your brain, and why you need to, like, spend more time going inside where your brain is functioning. Like, ask yourself a question. Ask your brain a question, and you will see what the brain tells you. A lot of people are not going to do that because they think they have to find the answers themselves, and they can't find the answer themselves. Well, if you happen to know some things and you have a problem and you know what to do, well, yes, you already learned. But what about the things that you don't? You know, the brain is why we have our heads. Our heads wasn't here to ask us and learn from us. It doesn't work like that. We have a head with a computer that start to make us develop, your bones stretch, you know, because your hand was that long, but no, by the time you come up to teenage and stuff, your hand long, like many times longer than when you were just a little baby. You see what I mean? What does that? It's a computer inside of our brain. And the wisdom and knowledge that with common sense and all this and intricate stuff, it's in our brain. And that's where we're supposed to go with our consciousness and go learn a lot of stuff that the more you do that, is the less friend you have, because a lot of friends out there, them dip on marijuana, them dip on all kind of drugs and stuff like that. They're not learning anything from their brain. They're destroying their brain. All right. Let's go on with this next segment. So I read to you the headline and read it over again and refresh and go into the little synopsis below. Record of summer. Leave no doubt, talking about the historic record of summer. Leave no doubt, original keepers of secrets, talking about the educational things that we know. These are secrets that were taught to our ancestors, who are called keepers of the secret. And the keepers of the secrets, you will know, is like not Noah, but Enoch. a man named Enoch was given. He was taken up, and this may sound strange to you, that our ancestors, not hominid ancestors, no, but Homo sapien ancestors, were taken up when the gods here on earth took them back to their planet, Nibiru. And you know how long the gods, Elohim, been on earth? About some 450,000 years ago. But they finished their work, and you can Google Michael Tellinger, the great scientist in South Africa. Michael Tellinger. Big story that the white people don't, Christianity don't want the African world to know. But they have been in South Africa, and pyramid and all these, you know, great where is yeah, all these monuments that we have here and the revolutionary advances, white people have nothing to do with it. I mean, absolutely zilch, nothing at all. Okay? But remember where they're coming from. They're coming from a criminal interbreeding of the African Homo sapien people. That's where they're coming from. And the reason why they are bragging and boasting and carrying on killing and behave like they are the ones that are ruling the world and everything, just because they realize that we don't know what they have done. We don't know where they're coming from. We don't know whether they are hominid or they are Homo sapien. But yet still, in the World History textbook, it tells you that humanity started off with hominid and ended up with Homo sapien. We don't know that, but it is in there in the World History textbook for everybody to read. And they make sure they come in with the church and tell us all kind of other monkey story, okay, about Adam and Eve in a garden and a God cursed them. None of those things are true. When they talk about this talking serpent, none of those things are true. But they come and block the psychological road that we are supposed to walk through in order to understand where we are and who we are. All right? So I'm telling you, all these, like he says, this is where we really come from. That the gods came here 450,000 years ago. And they created the hybrid human being. Said, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. So the first age, first era, that is before Christ, long, thousands upon thousands of years, you know, ago, when they came to earth, and it says, the first new age of scientific growth and scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. They are the ones who brought it to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is what transpired. They are created millions of years before this. Okay? So when you see these folks going on with all kinds of things and taking credit for things that are established by the gods, that is under our jurisdiction, they come and take it out. Once they interbreed and talking, you have to know what happened into this world, white is white. Yes. If you come to know the truth, they will run and hide. Yes.
All these things are the truth that we don't know. And holding on to Jesus and God, there's forget them characters. They are not even real. And they make it up off their hominid sodomite character. That's what is happening. Okay? You know, you don't have to take this serious, you know, because it's, yourself is yourself, you know. You do whatever you want to do with yourself. You're right? You either lose it or, you know, you win it. Now, so it goes on to say, as revolutionary, okay, it says, we are the first Homo sapien, the reigning species of human being that exists today is us, Homo sapien sapien. We come from Homo sapien, the third highest human being, and we're mixed with the blood of the gods that create sapien sapien. And today, the church will never tell you that you're Homo sapien sapien and the reason for Homo sapien. No, they have it, and they say Homo sapien sapien, but they will not tell you what create sapien sapien. We come from the same Homo sapien, two subgroups. So the subgroup is our direct ancestors, and only two subgroups came out from Homo sapien, and that is the Neanderthal. Why Neanderthal is not a hybrid? It's because they were not chosen as an offshoot to be a hybrid with. And to be human hybrid, you have to be mixed with the blood of the gods. And that's what happened one time. And we build up into, several ethnic groups. But we come from Homo sapiens, right? So there is it. I'm telling you all these things. They don't have anything to do with it, but they are telling you that they do. How do we come to make up universities and all this kind of thing? It's after they could talk and able to carry on things, just like you see them going on today. That's what happened. They go on to Africa and shut up those guys' mouth down there. They're ready to kill you if you don't do what they say, if you don't know what you're talking about. But these are the things that let you know that separate us and white people. And no matter what this, you see that they, what they're doing, you won't know unless you come to read and find out. So it goes on that we are the new age, the first new age of scientific growth. That means that there was nothing, not even dust of intelligence here on the civilized frequency. That nothing weren't here before 450,000 years ago. And then it is telling you, we are the first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Okay? Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. That's it. Not them. Us. Homo sapiens sapiens. As revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. You have got to know the truth, because otherwise you will be living by Pope apologize for sins of Catholic. All the evil sodomite something them do all around the world, ever since they interbreed 100,000 years ago when we are migrating out of Africa. You read and you will see they were first to migrate out of Africa, go into Europe, Asia, and Eurasia. You will read that. 1.5 million years ago,
that time the gods never came to earth yet, 450,000 years ago. You read and you will see exactly what I'm saying and stop wasting your life. All right. So we have kingship to rule over the world, and these Sodomites come in and they shut down, as it were, shut down African government. But we have kingship. Nobody cannot destroy kingship. It's our government. And we have a right to kick these hominid people out. They are Sodomites. Okay? But they fool us, so we cannot administrate the government laws that concern us. So they come with their AD Anno Domini laws that they make up. And they only make it up after they fuck ass. Oh, that's basically what it is. That's why we can't enjoy the world. And they have immigration, they have, you know, government and all this kind of stuff. Shocking surprise to know the truth. But the truth is only going to get us what we want when we know it, man, not when we don't. All right. Now, let me, I have 10 minutes now to officially close in on this thing. So I tell you that record of summer leave no doubt original keepers of secrets were the Anunnaki. So they brought it to us and have taught us, and I'll tell you about Enoch, that they took up to Nibiru, I think for 3 months, and taught him secrets that is to be applied in our human society here. It's not for hominid that's going to take military and go kill off everybody and steal everything from somebody else. That's not it. You see what I mean? It wasn't given to them. So they come here, you know, since they can't talk, and steal the secret. Go everywhere and take over everything that belongs to us. Is what is happening. All right. Have you ever ordered morning or figure out dawn according to the corners of the earth? Job was asked, do you know where daylight and darkness exchange place? Or how snow and hailstones come about? Or dew? Do you know the celestial laws or how they regulate that which is upon the earth? That text and depictions were intended to make clear that the human keepers of secrets were pupils. We only learning from them, not teachers. We are not. You see, so all you see, these Sodomites out there on top about their scholars and their this and their that. White people are not numbered among scholars and teachers. Okay? So all you see, they set up libraries and universities and colleges and the whole world is being, you know, on a big bear hug by these Sodomites. The Sodomites who learned to talk over the past 100,000 years. The history is there to prove it. Now, so it goes on that the next and intended to make clear that the human keepers of secrets were pupils, not teachers. The record of summer leave no doubt that the teachers, the original keepers of the secrets, were the Anunnaki, the gods themselves. They brought all the knowledge here.
all the science here. Because who were here? Remember that these European white sodomites, they were in Europe 1.5 million years that the gods never came here yet. Did they have a language? Did the white, the sodomite culture Europeans, did they have a language when they go up there? Even to the time when we were leaving Africa, after 100,000 years, we were created, and we are going outside of Africa. They did not speak a word. They did not. You only make stone tools. And maybe the finest stone tools, because they were mingled with the Neanderthals. You see what I mean? But they never have language. They never have the Jaguar or whatever, you know. They didn't have, no, they couldn't talk. You have to have a special thing, and certain people trace and know exactly what makes us talk. And hominids never talk to over 2 million years until they do another 1.5 million years up in Europe there and Asia and Eurasia. And they never spoke a word. And they couldn't do anything civilized. The leaders of the first team of Anunnaki to become the leader of the first team of Anunnaki to come to Earth, splashing down in the waters of the Persian Gulf. Enki, they call him E-A-E. He whose home is water. He come from a watery planet, Nibiru. And Nibiru was once attached to Earth. And Earth, for reason, a collision that brought it where we are in this orbit, right? And there is history that tells us why we have asteroid belt. That's something that we must know. Why do we have an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter? A lot of things that we don't know. We don't want these white people to come and begin to fool the world, because they start talking by criminal acts, criminal sex. Okay. He was the chief scientist of the Anunnaki, and his task was to obtain the gold they needed by extracting it from the Gulf. From the Gulf water. A task requiring knowledge of physics, chemistry, metallurgy as a shift to mining became necessary. And okay, he says, as a shift became necessary, as a shift to mining became necessary, and the option moved to Southern Africa. You hear this? This is the Easter telling you. When I tell you about Michael Challenger, who have done a scientific research of the place twice the size of Texas over in South Africa. Anybody can go there now and see it. The reason why it is not popular, known even by African people, is because of these faggots, white people. You hear that? That's right. Now, Enki's knowledge now put to use here. He's going to go inland, okay, and mine mine the gold from the earth instead of doing it from the ocean. And so he says, as a shift to mining became necessary and the option moved to Southern Africa, his knowledge of geography, geology, geometry, of all that we call earth science came into play, right? No wonder his epithet name changed to Enki, Lord Earth, for his was the domain of Earth's secrets. You hear that? Okay. Finally, suggesting that carrying out the genetic engineering that brought the atom into being and a feat in which he was helped by his half-sisters, Ninarsag, the chief medical officer that helped to create the first two people, Homo sapiens sapiens, reproduce from there, the first two people. Yes. So Ninarsag was the chief medical officer helping out in that. So it goes on to say, he demonstrated his prowess in the disciplines of life sciences, biology, genetic evolution, more than Mies, something called Mies, like a computerized thing. He had a whole lot with all the depth of knowledge in there. Those enigmatic objects that, like computer disk, held the knowledge arranged by subject, were kept by him in his center, Eridu, in summer. Go on and Google Eridu, and you will know, and summer, and you will know that these are real places. I'm reading to you, it's not legend. At the southern tip of Africa, a scientific station held the tablet of wisdom book when time began. You can get a little book, When Time Began by Zachariah Sitchin, right? And all of these great stuff that I am reading here, you get it in that little book, right? Barnes & Nobles, Amazon.com, you can find this book there, right? I'm reading from page 131 in that book. It's a, you know. So if you want to, like, you know, learn more about these things, I'm putting you right online where you can acquire it. All right? You want the knowledge for yourself. It's not a believe program, okay? Take good care of yourself. It's all over now for this edition. And blessings to you. And see you on the next edition.